from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Shop their Memorial Day sale on pools and hot tubs through May 27th. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Yeah, buddy. This time, each and every day going forward. Lock it in. 4:40. All right, we're a minute late. Get over it. 4:40 every day. Monday through Friday, we will talk about your favorite team, baseball team, right here. Now, sometimes it may be interviews. Now, we're still going to have Tuesdays with Tim Dillard. That's at 2:40, brought to you by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant. That's 2:40 every Tuesday. That does not move. That will stay. So just because we have this does not mean we'll talk Brewers in other parts. But you are guaranteed on your ride home, if you're out of work by this point, or just before you leave work, at 5 o'clock, if you get done at 5, this will be Brewers conversation each and every day, so you know you can find your Brewers talk. And again, our fine folks over there at Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pools, hot tubs, cleaning supplies. They got that cool thing going on. If you wear, you know, the crew apparel over there, you get a discount on some of the cleaning supplies if you want it for your pool and so forth. Do a great job. If you've never checked out Pool Park in Menominee Falls, definitely going to want to do that. All right, so yesterday, Charlie and I, we're talking about this article on MLB.com. Can I tell you something? This article is so long on MLB.com. I stopped paying attention about 60 seconds in and was like, this is stupid. I'm done. It's everything to know about StatCast. New bat tracking data. New leaderboards available at Baseball Savant. Are you a big advanced analytics guy? Do you look at this stuff?
I like looking at it.
You do.
And I don't understand it fully like some of these other people do, but I do find it interesting, yeah.
Okay. So, in each of the... This is from the website. In each of the 30 Major League parks, there are 5 high frame rate Hawkeye cameras, which help us track not only the speed of the bat, but also the path it takes and its location in physical space, as well as in relation to the ball coming toward it. The speed of the swing is measured at the sweet spot of the barrel, approximately 6 inches from the head of the bat. This is an important distinction because the different parts of the bat move at different speeds. Since this is where the batter is generally trying to hit the ball anyway, and it's the industry standard, it's what we'll use here as well. So, When Giancarlo Stanton crushed a home run at 119.1 miles per hour last week, it was with a swing of 83.7 miles an hour, one of his 20 hardest swings of the season, and well above the major league average of 72 miles per hour on the swing of the bat. It had a swing length of 8.6 feet. Also above the average of 7.3 feet, and it was 100% squared up. Now the most important piece, and where I stopped reading this. If none of that makes sense yet, it shouldn't. It's all brand new, and we'll detail each metric below for Stanton's bias. It looked to the cameras like this, and then it's not the actual home run. It's just a bunch of, I don't even know what you want to call it, like a ball hitting a bat, and then just kind of showing you on a graph where it went and where the bat was over the plate, and it's a graph and the whole thing, and holy crap, that drives me crazy. But in this thing here that they have, and again, it's very well done if you care. Like, there's a section called swords in this thing. A sword is the kind of awkward, uncomfortable swing that a pitcher can only dream of, and then a batter lives in fear of getting caught on video doing, or just like what Pirates phenom Jared Jones did to the Milwaukee's Bryce Turang last month. And of course, they have a tweet from the pitching ninja of Turang looking all goofy. And that is fine. But my question still is, who cares about all this stuff? Like, I get it if you are in a Major League Baseball front office. I get why you might care and how this might apply going forward. But are you telling me there are millions of people that go on websites and look at all this stuff for fun?
There is. Baseball Savant is...
I've been to Baseball Savant. It's a very good website.
People live on there religiously. Like, they will stalk people, players' profiles, and just read every single stat, understand everything, put everything... People love that stuff.
I can't imagine Pat Murphy's one of them. I can't imagine the Brewers manager is one of them that lives on Baseball Savant every single day. I don't think that's a thing. I don't think that's where Pat Murphy is. Now, Council? Maybe. Maybe the trader is on there every day. I don't know. Doesn't really matter to me what he does now. So maybe he's one of those guys. The GMs? The front office people? Okay, I get that. But I don't get Average Joe sitting at home just looking at Baseball Savant on his phone all day. I don't understand. Unless you're trying to get a baseball job. Like, if that's your career goal, is to become a scout or something, okay, fine, I get it. Otherwise, I don't understand. I just wanted to address that. And I will retweet this right now if you want to read this entire freaking article. Boop, retweet it at Sparky Radio. What you need to know about StatCast bat tracking. Have fun. It'll probably take you 4 hours to read this whole piece, another 4 hours to understand what you just read, and then another 4 hours after that to try to explain to somebody else what you just read and took you another 4 hours to...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Understand, but by all means, enjoy yourself. The Milwaukee Brewers, 5-2 on that last homestand. Now they get the Houston Astros here. Their only three-city road trip of the season for the Brewers coming up now. And it does not look like they're going to have Rhys Hoskins for it. Because, again, Hoskins looks like a 2 to 4 week absence with a hamstring strain. Okay? So that's good. Because if it was fully torn or something, it would be a heck of a lot longer than that. The bad part about this, obviously, is when you have a hamstring issue, it tends to come back. Like, you have to be really careful. So, just like I've said before with Giannis and his calf and some of these other dudes, Porzingis in Boston, who they should be extra careful with right now. If I'm the Brewers, it's 4 weeks. You can tell me you're ready at two. You're not playing for four. It's a full month. Because you're too critical to the middle of this lineup and being that slugging first baseman. I need you, you know, for June and July and August and September. So if you don't come back until middle of June, fine. You don't come back to middle of June. Gary Sanchez is playing well right now, so I don't feel like I need to rush you back. Jake Bowers has changed his thing with his little toe tap he's got going now, so he's starting to play better at first base. I feel pretty confident how I am right now at first base moving forward while you rest. And I'll give Rhys Hoskins this. I don't know how many of you pay attention to the dugout. He's a cheerleader. I mean, I'm not going to say it's the Nassus, but he's a good cheerleader. Nonetheless, you know, he's doing his thing, being a team leader and kind of rooting his guys on at the end of the day. That's good. When you trade for guys or you sign guys in free agency like they did with Hoskins, you don't know the dude necessarily. You think you know, but until you get in that situation and now he's out, you know, kind of what it was going to be like. Was it going to be just a guy with his head on the railing just kind of watching and no emotion? Or was he going to be into it? He's into it. And I think that's a big deal for these young guys, especially, Charlie.
100%. This team is so filled with just young talent that needs that kind of motivation from the bench, from their veteran players around them, especially at that first base position. I mean, you have Jake Bowers, you know, Tyler Black may get another shot at some point this season. You have Owen Miller, who's not as young, but still a guy who doesn't go in, goes in and out of the minors, who needs that confidence build from the veterans. It's all very important.
All very important. And a guy like this
celebrated the 40th anniversary of a long game between the Brewers as Ortiz left field and gone again. Wow, what a day for the Brewers bats.
That ball was launched off the base of Bernie Chalet, the slide up there. My gosh.
And Joey Ortiz is another guy that's gotten going here in the last couple of weeks. That is a beautiful thing. Churio has gotten going here in the last few days as well. Turang has been going all year, obviously, as far as from a young guy standpoint. So now, if we talk about Churio, we talk about Ortiz, now they get to go on this extended road trip. Now we get to see what this looks like kind of going forward. Now, experience tells you, a lot of times when you got guys on the extended road trip, that's kind of when teams bond a little bit. That's when kind of teams figure out each other, who likes to hang out on the road together, because now you become even more of a family on a three-game road trip. So they've got three in Houston starting tomorrow night. Then Monday, they're in Miami to take on the Marlins. Then an off day a week from today, that Thursday the 23rd. Then to Boston for three games, and then back to face the Trader on Memorial Day for four games and his squad in Chicago. All of those games, all nine of those games are winnable games for the Brewers. Right? Astros have been in a funk all year. Now, that's not to say the Astros won't come out of their funk at some point, but they have not been the same dominant Astros as we've seen in the last couple of years. Marlins, nothing to be scared about there. And Boston, you know, they're okay, but they're not winning their division or nothing. They're about a 500 team. So I don't get too concerned about Boston. You come off a 5-2 homestand. If you go on this road trip, nine games, if you're 5-4, I'm good. I don't need 7-2. I don't need 8-1. If you just come back over 500, 5-4, I'm pretty happy with that road trip heading into that four-game stand against the Cubs. And this is the thing. The Cubs come for four, and then their Chicago counterpart, the White Sox, who are the worst team in baseball, they come for three following the Cubs before you head on back out on the road to Philadelphia and Detroit. I feel like this next stretch here, by the time you get to the Cubs, it's May 27th, you're almost 2 months in, and providing you don't fall apart on the road, you very well are still in first place going into that series against the Cubs, Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this schedule, I think May is the perfect time for these young guys to finally get their bats going. You know, I don't see any of these teams giving the Brewers issues, honestly, until the Cubs. I could see them coming out of this away stretch 7-2.
See, but again, I mean, look, you look at the Astros series. It's Peralta, Wilson, and Colin Ray. Okay, I'm fine with that. That's probably the three best guys right now, right? But then the Marlins, and it's the Marlins. Now it's Ross Gasser, who's 2-0. Ross pitched better this last time, and Peralta. And then the Boston series, it's Wilson, Colin Ray, and Ross. And then you come back. Gasser is going to start that first game, it looks like, against the Cubs on Memorial Day, which I'm okay with. I would love to have Gasser get... He only has one start on this road trip, which is beautiful. From my perspective, understand. But by all means, enjoy yourself. The Milwaukee Brewers, 5-2 on that last homestand. Now they get the Houston Astros here. Their only three-city road trip of the season for the Brewers coming up now. And it does not look like they're going to have Rhys Hoskins for it. Because, again, Hoskins looks like a 2-4 week absence with a hamstring strain. Okay? So that's good, because if it was fully torn or something, it would be a heck of a lot longer than that. The bad part about this, obviously, is when you have a hamstring issue, it tends to come back. Like, you have to be really careful. So, just like I've said before with Giannis and his calf and some of these other dudes, Porzingis in Boston, who they should be extra careful with right now. If I'm the Brewers, it's 4 weeks. You can tell me you're ready at two. You're not playing for four. It's a full month. Because you're too critical to the middle of this lineup and being that slugging first baseman. I need you, you know, for June and July and August and September. So if you don't come back until middle of June, fine. You don't come back to middle of June. Gary Sanchez is playing well right now, so I don't feel like I need to rush you back. Jake Bowers has changed his thing with his little toe tap he's got going now, so he's starting to play better at first base. I feel pretty confident how I am right now at first base moving forward while you rest. And I'll give Rhys Hoskins this. I don't know how many of you pay attention to the dugout. He's a cheerleader. I mean, I'm not going to say he's the Nassus, but he's a good cheerleader. Nonetheless, you know, he's doing his thing, being a team leader and kind of rooting his guys on at the end of the day. That's good. When you trade for guys or you sign guys in free agency like they did with Hoskins, you don't know the dude necessarily. You think you know, but until you get in that situation and now he's out, know kind of what it was going to be like. Was it going to be just a guy with his head on the railing just kind of watching and no emotion? Or was he going to be into it? He's into it. And I think that's a big deal for these young guys, especially, Charlie.
100%. This team is so filled with just young talent that needs that kind of motivation from the bench, from their veteran players around them, especially at that first base position. I mean, you have Jake Bowers, you know, Tyler Black may get another shot at some point this season. You have Owen Miller, who's not as young, but still a guy who goes in and out of the minors, who needs that confidence build from the veterans. It's all very important.
All very important. And a guy like this.
Celebrated the 40th anniversary of a long game between the Brewers is Ortiz. Left field and gone again. Wow. What a day for the Brewers bats.
That ball was launched off the base of Bernie Chalet. The slide up there. My gosh.
And Joey Ortiz is another guy that's gotten going here in the last couple of weeks. That is a beautiful thing. Churio has gotten going here in the last few days as well. Terang has been going all year, obviously, as far as from a young guy standpoint. So now, we talk about Churio, we talk about Ortiz, now they get to go on this extended road trip. Now we get to see what this looks like kind of going forward. Now, experience tells you, a lot of times when you got guys on the extended road trip, that's kind of when teams bond a little bit. That's when kind of teams figure out each other, who likes to hang out on the road together, because now you become even more of a family on a three-game road trip. So they've got three in Houston starting tomorrow night. Then Monday, they're in Miami to take on the Marlins. Then an off day a week from today, that Thursday the 23rd. Then to Boston for three games. And then back to face the Trader on Memorial Day for four games and his squad in Chicago. All of those games, all nine of those games are winnable games for the Brewers, right? Astros have been in a funk all year. Now, that's not to say the Astros won't come out of their funk at some point, but they have not been the same dominant Astros as we've seen in the last couple of years. Marlins, nothing to be scared about there. And Boston, you know, they're okay, but they're not winning their division or nothing. They're about a 500 team. So I don't get too concerned about Boston. You come off a 5-2 homestand. If you go on this road trip, nine games, if you're 5-4, I'm good. I don't need 7-2. I don't need 8-1. If you just come back over 500, 5-4, I'm pretty happy with that road trip heading into that four-game stand against the Cubs. And this is the thing. The Cubs come for four, and then their Chicago counterpart, the White Sox, who are the worst team in baseball, they come for three following the Cubs before you head on back out on the road to Philadelphia and Detroit. I feel like this next stretch here, by the time you get to the Cubs, it's May 27th, you're almost 2 months in, and providing you don't fall apart on the road, you very well are still in first place going into that series against the Cubs, Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this schedule, I think May is the perfect time for these young guys to finally get their bats going. You know, I don't see any of these teams giving the Brewers issues, honestly, until the Cubs. I could see them coming out of this away stretch 7-2.
See, but again, I mean, look, you look at the Astros series. It's Peralta, Wilson, and Colin Ray. Okay, I'm fine with that. That's probably the three best guys right now, right? But then the Marlins, and it's the Marlins. Now it's Ross Gasser, who's 2-0. Ross pitched better this last time, and Peralta. And then the Boston series, it's Wilson, Colin Ray, and Ross. And then you come back, Gasser is going to start that first game, it looks like, against the Cubs on Memorial Day, which I'm okay with. I would love to have Gasser get... He only has one start on this road trip, which is beautiful. From my perspective, you got a rookie that just came up. He's only got pitched one time, and the rest of the time, just take it in, man. Take it in. Go see Houston. Go see the sights. Relax. You pitch in Miami the first game. Relax. It's Miami. Go South Beach. Chill out the next couple of nights. You don't got to worry about anything. Boston, go check out Fenway. Go check out all the places around Fenway. You don't got to pitch till you come back on Monday. But that's perfect for me. Him only getting one start on this road trip, I'm a big, big fan of him only getting one start and then having him be the first guy to face the Cubs because the Cubs didn't see them the last time, right? Gasser wasn't up yet. So from that perspective, I like that. Let the Cubs face Gasser game one on Memorial Day, my birthday, and see how that whole thing plays out. Now, hey, my guys over at Milwaukee Windows, get a new bay window for the house. So excited. That draft that comes in, the heating bill that goes up with the drafty window. Getting that replaced. My guy Russ over at MilwaukeeWindowsGuys.com replacing that. My neighbors heard about it. Said, hey, we could really use some new sliding doors going on our deck. It's about time. So he went over, talked to them. He's hooking them up, getting them new sliding doors. So whether it's windows, whether it's doors, they're the best. And the best prices, too. Easy process from start to finish. They came out. They gave us an estimate right there on the site. They'll do the same thing for you. Milwaukee Window Guys will take care of the installation. Same guys installing my house will install your windows and doors. Price match guarantee. Don't get fooled by the buy one and get one free that you hear all the time. Call them today, 414-279-9838, 414-279-9838, and talk directly to the owner. And again, get a quote directly from Milwaukee Window Guys right there at your house, or if you're having stuff replaced in your business, you can do that too. right there. They'll give you an estimate, and you'll be all set at that point. Our thanks to Tom Silverstein for joining us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Green Bay Press Gazette, back in the 2 o'clock hour, talking about the schedule, talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and their primetime games, talking about David Bakhtiari's health and whether or not he's going to play again. Go back, listen to that on your Odyssey app or at 1250amthefan.com. And, of course, Jim Polzine, comments from the Wisconsin State Journal, who joined us here this hour. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow at 2. Toodles.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.